Our next speaker is Judah Huberman. Judah recently graduated from Walter Payton High School in Chicago and is going to be an incoming freshman at the University of Chicago in the fall of 2021. Judah will be talking about why he's taking a gap year instead of attending the university right away this fall, and instead he's going to take a job in Israel working for the Megan David Adam Ambulance Service. Judah, why don't you take it away?
Thanks, Larry. So I was accepted early decision to the University of Chicago in December, and my plan was to major in biology and then go straight to medical school. My lifelong plan is to be a doctor, but in early July, I received an email from U of C with onerous restrictions due to COVID that made me consider taking a gap year. I knew if I took a gap year, it must involve medicine in some capacity. Unfortunately, when I researched various one-year programs available in the U.S., they ranged from ski instruction to outdoor wilderness survival. None were designed to further my medical training. One morning, after enjoying my daily cardio session, I stumbled across Aardvark, an Israeli gap year program where students would take classes for credit with an internship program. One available internship was with Magen David Adom, which maintains Israel's ambulance system. Through Aardvark, students take a 10-day course, and then they get paired with a fully certified paramedic. Students serve in an ambulance for 4 8-hour shifts each week. The program lasts about 4 to 5 months. My hope is that by working in an ambulance, I will get acclimated with medical emergencies that will help me in my medical school training. Helping someone with a cardiac arrest is real and much different than learning in a classroom. I savor the opportunity to save a life. There's something else you need to know about me. My dad and my grandparents are both Israelis. I went to Anshe Emet until high school. I learned to speak Hebrew in school and at home, and I practice with my grandparents whenever I get a chance. I thought that this might be a unique opportunity to explore a country that I love. One thing that concerned me was time. If I was going to become a doctor and spend most of my 20s attending college, medical school, and getting trained in residencies, was taking an additional year off in my best interest? Could I afford another year of no income? I probably will not earn a dime till I'm 30. Isn't that already a problem? Even if I decided to take a gap year, was living in a foreign country the best option? While no domestic programs offer the firsthand experience that Aardvark does, there are still plenty of EMT and woofer certification courses in the Chicagoland area. Going to Israel would mean saying goodbye to my family for 9 months. With COVID protections, I will probably not be able to see my parents, grandparents, or siblings for a long time, as a winter break visit from my parents is not viable given Israel's strict COVID policies. I talked it over with my dad. He told me not to worry about distinguishing life advancements 10 years out, and that this type of thinking does nothing but drive you crazy. Focus on the here and now. Life will work itself out. So, I decided to follow my dad's advice and go to Israel. Now that I've made my decision, I'm pumped. This call is being recorded in advance because as of 45 minutes ago, my flight to Tel Aviv is in the air. Mom, if you're listening, I love you very much, and please don't forget to write.
Perfect. Thank you, Judah.